To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
Justin, what are you doing? Justin! He is unbelievable!
Please, stop.
Oh, another touchdown! Play fake. Oh, God. Justin! No, he lost the ball! This has a fucking... They tied it!
They're gonna hand the ball off.
No! No, it stopped! Oh, my God! They fucking stopped him!
They're bringing pressure. Justin!
Oh, he threw a fucking pass! God damn it!
The bitch.
This is where this gets difficult.
I am coming.
Beat your way!
And a steaming man!
Frost has walnuts.
We're doing live!
I am the voice of the voiceless!
Party's back.
See you next Tuesday.
It is the Lingus Mafia podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Faust, I almost do it every time.
I almost
do the wrong show. I'm the boss of this family. My name is Cav Manning. I'm along with the consigliere of this. That is Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
And the other guy who has a great team along with Fausty. Well, you know, it's a good balancing act, Faust. You guys have the best. I have the worst, so we balance the force. That's the underboss, Gregorio.
Buonasera.
I'm convinced the 49ers are the best in the NFL. Anybody else. They're the best.
I heard an argument the Panthers might be the worst. Well, they might have the worst record by the end of the season.
Well, either way, I'm getting picks 1 and 2.
Right.
Did you hear Caleb Williams came out with well, at least maybe his father did, which I go, I got Alonzo Ball over his top five, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, where he'd want to go?
Yes.
Where is it?
And it's okay. San Francisco.
Dallas.
Faust. Yeah.
Did you read this?
No.
He wrote it for him.
Where else? Buffalo? Where else he want to go?
He didn't say there are two shit teams in there.
The Raiders are in there.
There you go. There's the three. Raiders, Minnesota, and who was the other shit one, Greg?
Those are the only
Giants.
Two I remember.
Giants.
Oh, that's right.
So the Giants could, even though here's the problem. They just gave Daniel Jones $1 zillion, right, which I did not understand at all. Why? It 1 year. Fuck it. Here you go. All the rest of this stuff. Never mind. It was garbage. They gave him all that money. So, yeah. Those are the teams. And he's like, all right, just go back into school. I'm like, all right, go back into school and break something then.
Yeah, get hurt.
And not get or be horrible. You're whoops-daisy. And I said, okay, so tell me, he says no to the Bears if they go, we're hiring your college coach as our head coach too. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it would change very quickly. He sees this staff. You go, well, yeah, I refuse to go. I'm not going there. They call me Eli. I ain't going. Fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you. I ain't going. Oh, my God. This team of mine is the greatest. It is the greatest. And people think I get like I'm angry. I'm like, I'm ready. I was the first game because I expected something. And here's the thing. When I see what a disaster it is, you see it that it is not a one-time thing, though. Mm-hmm. I see that it isn't, well, it's a bad game. Things were so wrong. Like, every play call was wrong. What they were having Field do was wrong. Everything was fucking wrong. You go, this doesn't seem like it was a just a bad game to me. And it's a fucking just, and then they see what happens in Tampa Bay. I go, well, they just sealed it then. And because after Tampa Bay, I said, it is time for tank. It's time to let's fucking go, and we're going to fucking lose the rest of this time. Who the hell was third? It was Packers, Tampa. Who else did they just lost to somebody away, too. Who the fuck did they lose to?
I don't even remember.
Jesus Christ. And then, of course, the Broncos won where they go, well, if there's going to be a fucking, oh, how could I forget Kansas City? Sorry. They got raped.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
With the Taylor Swift game. Which
trying to erase that.
Yeah. White Sox Louie is my new favorite human being on earth. And we're gonna be showing and listening for the people who for their ear hole pleasures will be hearing his TikTok. And his name is White Sox Louie on TikTok. You wanna go see him. And he's a big Sox fan, he's a big Bears fan, which rest in peace. Fucking give you the brother Devon with that one. He's doomed. he starts yelling, I'm gonna have to start watching hockey. What the hell? Who wants it, right? It's like shit. And so he's suffering, but he's the one we had in the beginning of the show a while back where it was the Packer game when he was screaming. Get anybody from the stands. They couldn't beat them in the Packer uniform. It's impossible. So every week now I see his latest of what he does, and it is so good. It's so good. So the Bears are winning this week, and they're winning by a lot, Faust. They're winning by a lot. And
is it 21-3?
It's 28-7. They're winning by three fucking touchdowns. And then slowly I turn, and you see it whittle away. And I have money on Denver at this point. And I've told, and the I know that goddamn team of mine. And don't rewind to our NFL show where I told you they'd win fucking maybe nine. Don't go there. let me see one real game first, not a preseason, then I can tell you. So they start to whittle away. And what's funny is Billy shows me all his bets. And he's got the over on the game, which that's fine because two horrible defenses. What do you expect? And Suit had the under. And I go, what's wrong with you? And he goes, well, they fucking are horrible team. And I go, but their defenses are both horrific. And he's like, yeah, but the offense. And I'm like, yeah, it don't make sense. So I had the Denver points to, you know, to get over 28, something like that, or 27 and a half. And so they start to fucking chisel back. And Fields is on fire. Fields looks good. And Billy's like, I know the Bears. I fight because it went, we are winning by three touchdowns. I see. I told you. And I'm like, I said, let me get your freezing cold take. Hold on. Hold my beer. Wait a minute. And one by one, it starts. And Fields looked like a fucking goddamn superstar. Probably player of the week with stats. And then you go, well, there's two things that kind of fucked this up for you.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, he's like 8 for 8. Now he's 9 for 9. With this, he's 10 for 10.
He was 16, and he broke a Bears record for consecutive without a miss, right? Yeah, they were fucking bombs he was throwing, too. It wasn't like some little dump-off bullshit, but he beat the record of Shane Matthews. Oh, wow. Like, good Lord. I go, this is what shows you my team, man. And at the time when Shane Matthews went in, you were like, maybe this guy could do something. Maybe he's going to be a superstar nobody knew about. Like, it's always those, like, you're hoping a Brock is in there. You go, fuck, nobody knew about this guy. Look at what happened. So he does all this. And his first incompletion was a Hail Mary at the half. He said, fuck it, and throw it up. You know, he doesn't do the – I was glad he didn't do a, well, my stats, I don't want to do that. I might get an interception. You know, fuck this. You know, I love those people. They go, no, no, no. So then after that, so he's fucking rolling all these touches. He's doing a lot of – he's scrambling around, making time, finding an end zone. It was like real fucking quarterback. Oh, my God. And at the same time, I say, I understand who the other team is that they're playing. Right. So – much like we'll hear OB, show me when you play Washington too. Washington is not a world beater, but they got a defensive line. Let's watch what happens.
Yeah.
So you go against a garbage team, but then it goes to Chiselback, and then he gets a fucking, which you go, okay, he fumbled it. They picked it up and ran it back. So you would go, this asshole, fucking no block on that. It was clear fucking to him. So what the fuck? You know, you take that with a grain of salt. Not really his fault. The last play of the game, of course, well, before this with Eberflus, which is, I never agree with anybody firing Eberflus. Not now, because he's getting me the number one pick. Why would you ever get rid of him before the season? You're getting me the pick.
Don't ruin the formula.
Don't ruin this. Continue on, coach. Continue on. Who, by the way, is maybe worse public speaker than Tony Khan. It's possible. He's horrible. Oh, wow. He's horrible. I don't think he knows what not to say and what to say and get caught lying. He doesn't know what the team wants him to say because they the Chase Claypool stuff this week, as you saw the video of, they ask him, was it, did he stay home? Did you guys tell him to stay home? What's that? Because he needs to, more time to, let me think of some an excuse. I need to know the 4 seconds.
We just think it's best he stay away from the building. Oh, yeah, why? Well, it's just best for the team.
And he goes,
why? What do you do?
I can't tell you because we're trying to trade him, and if I say he's a piece of shit, nobody's going to do it. Oh, like basically, he's a cancer. Anyone want to trade? Yeah, so if Pittsburgh ever comes calling and says, would anybody like to trade for a receiver we have? You have Antonio Brown and Claypool. Don't allow them to ever trade a receiver to you. So also they go, oh yeah, we gave him a choice if he want to stay home or be on the sideline, and he stayed home. So you go, what kind of job is this?
Yeah.
And then the Bears had to come out with a statement going, no, we told him to stay home. Cause otherwise you look like a fucking asshole, right? Saying, no, he chose and he just stayed away. So he's a real ass. And they're like, no, everyone else who was inactive was on the sideline except for him. And then it was, do you expect him to be here this week? Yeah, I expect him to be in the building this next week. They've told him to stay the fuck home. Don't come. And they called him. They might as well text and then ghost and don't reply. Yeah. Block. Text and block. So they said, don't come in. And they're like, well, he's got to be. He's getting traded or cut this week. Guaranteed by fucking, well, it's got to be by probably Thursday so he don't get a game check. They don't want him to get that, and they hope someone claims him. I go, fuck, can you get a seventh for this fucking guy? Or please just take his salary and go away. Mm-hmm. So that's the fucking cahoots over here. So Eberflus decides they fucking walk down to 30, the 25, whatever the fuck they were at, and it's 4th-and-1. And they do the fake, and nobody bites.
Yeah.
So they go, okay. I'm like, okay, go out there, kick this fucking field goal, get ahead, you know? There's 2 minutes left, whatever the fuck it is, two and a half. And they bring out a fucking, they're going to go for it. You go, all right, well, if they get this first down, it's game over because now they're melting clock and kicking a field, whatever. However, I'm fine with going for it if, and I'm still really not fine for going with it if, I would have kicked the field goal, 100% kicked the field goal and let my horrible defense lose it for me if they're going to fucking lose it. And they go, okay, we're going to go for it. All right, what, quarterback sneak then? The tush push, as they do, Faust? Do I have the Eagles lined up over here just to push someone through? Maybe I could do this? No, let's put you in a shotgun. You fucking... I went like this, Faust. I put on some bifocals, right, Faust? I had my binoculars out. And I go, I swear I see Nagy calling the plays down there. I swear to God I saw him getting cute and funny and fresh, Faust. Fuck, they go this and they hand off and he gets fucking stuffed like he... Like, fuck. I guess they think, well, he get a good running start. You hit the line. It's how bad this is, Faust. And I'm worried that I could get a job there, Faust. I could guarantee I could get a coaching job there if I wanted to. I can, if they can bamboozle the fucking head honchos at the Bears to be coaches, I could talk them into a fucking whirlwind, Faust, by the end there. I was done.
Hey, be like a modern day UHF. You're Stanley Spadowski. They're like, hey, Cav, you want a job?
Okay.
Go be a coach.
Want to be a coach? Okay. Fucking, I'll put my mop down and walk out. Rob, there's a Rob Casa waiting for this. Oh my God.
Can I still Can I still be janitor though?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Need those teeth. Why don't you do this play? That looks like it'll work.
Fucking, the next fucking Lombardi.
Oh, I'll make a seal here and a seal here. And you go grab the middle. Fuck. Oh, my God. And, of course, they lose this game. They said that Justin Fields started to untape his shoes at 3 p.m. that day. It's 2 hours. They go, the assistant coaches were already gone to dinner. And he was sitting there going, fuck, you know, and like, all right, then. It was 3 hours after the game was done for them, you know, and he's like fucking just stewing. It's the best game he's ever played. The first time he ever went over 300 yards, everything. It was like,
wow,
this fucking garbage. This is a defensive coach, and he's calling the plays for the defense. And when people have said, well, can you, you know, if you fire him, you get somebody else to do it. Like I said, don't do it, right? But they don't have a defensive coordinator because that guy got fucking ousted. So now he's doing that too. And it's like, wow, it's fucking. They think, well, if you're going to scapegoat anybody, get rid of Getsy and say this is your fucking fault and, you know, whatever, because he's not doing this right for Fields in the first place. Where I, you know, like I said, I'm done with the Fields experiment because I've seen guys open and they can't read shit. At the same time, right. I do think he would be successful not here. I think he goes to the Patriots. You would see something fucking completely fucking different because they know what the fuck to do with someone's strengths and all that kind of shit. And go, all right, well, he's a roll. Let's roll him out. Imagine that. That's what he's good at. Oh, imagine that. It's on tape. Do that. Or you send him to Atlanta because he's from Atlanta and he's home and he gets to be with another real coach and do that too. So, hey, he'll be fucking
gone. They could use a quarterback.
Yeah, you see that? Everybody jerked off to Ritter. And I said at the beginning, I go, I don't know why, unless he's at a home game. It's the only time he fucking wins. So let's put on the TikTok, Faust.
All right.
And we will go to this Denver game, and people will see what's going on here. because in the beginning, it's good. And excuse me if I tear up during this, because I cry from laughing so hard on this fucking thing.
15 straight completions. This is the fucking Justin Fields we need to see every fucking week. And this is the type of team we need to see every week from now on, bro. I know it's not going to happen. We're playing the Denver fucking Broncos.
That's all
this
he
is
knows.
The tank bowl.
Okay.
But I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Fields, baby. Let's go. Ah, whatever, bro, whatever. Who knew throwing the ball to DJ Moore would mean something? And who knew getting rid of that motherfucker, that cancer, Chase Claypool, would make us a better team?
So what's the score there,
Austin? All right, come on, baby, come on.
21-7.
Okay, this is when it was good. Really good, though.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
So this is when he throws the Hail Mary at the end of the half.
Whatever, bro. Going into the half, bro. Up by 14. Keep this shit rolling, bro. Let's go. Come on, Fields. Come on. Make something out of nothing. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Justin Fields is back. Let's go.
The jubilation,
Faust.
That's
what we want to see. Let's go. This could be the turnaround of his fucking career. This game right here. I don't give a fuck that it's against the Denver Broncos.
So he threw a touchdown
Any game like this.
After scrambling.
Is a generational game for any quarterback that is lacking, that has been failing this entire season.
I imagine he's holding the phone, right, Faust?
And the Chicago Bears. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be doing it the entire game.
Whatever, man.
I know. How annoying.
And then edit. Yeah, it's got
to
be rough.
That was bound to happen.
So there's
a TD from Russell Wilson.
Russell scores.
Bears defense, it was bound to happen.
Are they up by two touchdowns at this point?
Put up some more points on the board.
28-13.
Okay.
Justin Fields only has one incompletion, and it was that Hail Mary. His throws are accurate.
Wide open.
Let's put some more points up on the board.
Fucking guys.
I'm worried now. I'm worried.
Son of a bitch.
There's another touchdown.
This defense is going to fucking kill me, bro. Oh, my God. Brister's getting cooked, bro. The secondary is fucking awful. This entire defense is just straight up awful. Edmonds isn't playing up to how he's supposed to be playing. This defense is fucking putrid. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Here's the fumble.
Only the Bears. Only the fucking Bears. You can't make this shit up. You can't. You can't! Fuck! We were up 28-7! 28
the seven. Are you fucking kidding me? On fucking real.
So is it tied now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The game where he pops off, he just caused a turnover on. Fuck! Come on. First career 300-yard game. Come on, Fields. Come on. Oh my God, Larry Borum, you. Fuck! Come on, go, go. Go! Go! Let's right, go! Fields let's scrambling. Go, Fields! Let's go! Go, Herbert! Let's go! What a carry! Let's go! Why don't you throw the ball?
Here's the one that he got stopped.
So much success with Fields throwing the ball today.
For fourth down.
And he gets, Khalil Herbert gets stopped on the 1 yard line.
It wasn't a 1 yard line. It was for a 1 yard.
I'm flabbergasted. We lost. Whatever, bro.
Whatever, bro.
Look at this shit! Oh my God, right into the... Bro!
All right.
Like a
maniac. So that's... All right, field goal, and now they're ahead, the Broncos.
28-7, by the way. 28-7! Come on, bro.
And now it's...
Last day of the game, bro. They ain't doing shit on fourth down if they do make it to fourth down, bro.
Third and 13.
Oh. Ah! Fucking. I'm done, bro. I'm so done. I'm done, bro. Why do I root for this team? This game, this entire game was on Eberflus and the defense. Fields had one of the, I mean, that pick is just the cherry on top. Can't make this shit up. We will never see a Bears win. We will never see a Bears win.
Then he loses his mind at the end.
I have given up all hope.
There you go.
I'm done! 15 straight completions. This is the fuck.
All right, Faust. Now go to the one where you see the stadium open right there. We'll play that one. Because this was the Chiefs one where
team,
it was
the might be the worst team in Chicago. Deadass. Not the White Sox were. Nah, the Bears are.
There's some gold
probably
in this.
Worse. I can't. Fucking football. You can't make this shit up. You can't. Not even a fucking. This team is so fucking.
He recycles his
you
material.
You can't. Even hold on to a ball. End the season already, bro. End the season already. I'd rather watch the White Sox. Oh my God, bro! Listen, I know they weren't gonna beat the Chiefs. I know that everyone knows that they weren't gonna beat them. But the fact that it's a zero spot, not even a fucking field goal. Fields, let's go! Oh my God, he dropped it. He dropped it, of course. A fucking dime. That was a dime. DJ Moore.
Look at this right through his hands, dude.
What the fuck, bro? Fucking pathetic, bro. That is a phenomenal throw. Fucking dot! And he can't catch it! Okay. Yeah. You fucking. I'm gonna do it again. Fucking pathetic! Lame ass! Pieces of shit! I can't! Another pick!
I'm done.
That's all I need to see. Fuck. We're getting emoted on. I can't. I'm done. I had to turn it back on. Fuck it. Who gives a shit about Taylor Swift? I'm gonna be honest. Bro, I can't. I'm losing fucking cells. I can't. It's not even Fields' fault today, bro. It's not even Fields' fault. This is just a shit show. A shit show! Another reminder that the Bears could have drafted Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not gonna lie, he probably would have ended up being another fucking bust. Like every single quarterback these motherfuckers draft and develop. I can't, bro. You can't make this shit up. If you keep Matt Eberflus as the fucking head coach after being down 31-0, about to be 34-0 probably, at halftime, and you are 3-17 in your last 20 games if you've been a head coach for the Chicago Bears, why in the fuck kind of message are you sending to the fans, the players, everything? This motherfucker needs to get the fuck out of here. Going to halftime,
this might be a 62-0 fucking blowout. Another video on the way, maybe. I don't know. Fuck this team. I hate this. I hate my life.
That's it.
I hate this team. I hate my life.
Oh my God. It's fuck. I've watched it multiple times and I still am in fucking tears watching it. It's the funniest thing ever.
I'm done.
I'm done. Fuck this.
Probably make another video next week. I'm done.
Maybe. Forget it. Fuck it. The funny thing is that so he's had to sit like this for 3 hours.
And you can tell sometimes he's recording and then sometimes he's like, oh shit, something's happening. Hold on,
I'm thinking, here's my thought. Well, you know what? You're probably fucking right because he would edit earlier.
He's got the end of the play.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, he's editing it together, but then he's got to have the phone by his side to fucking pick up. He needs to have just a camera on the whole fucking time and go, and then he could fucking edit later. I mean, Jesus Christ. So fucking good. God bless you, White Sox Louie. So fucking great. We'll go into that. We'll go into some OB then. Fuck it.
Yep, that seems like that's where it connects.
It does. It connects. So we'll go into... Oops. Don't mean to do that.
Hey, you know, the Bears do play against the Cardinals and the Panthers.
And the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
There's
possibility.
There is possibilities, but... And you know what? If there was a different coach, I really think they could win a couple games, obviously. They would win.
Yeah,
it's that bad. It's the coach is that fucking bad where he's obviously a different coach, they would have won this fucking game. I don't imagine. Well, like somebody printed out all his where his defenses were ranked, like in Indy when he was the defensive coordinator. And they were always like fucking for pressures or anything like that. They were like 30th. Like he doesn't blitz anybody. Where you're like, you got, if you have zero pressure in front, you need to fucking have some people fucking blitzing and going after shit. But
right, you need the extra.
Yeah, he doesn't do it. So, okay, let's get into it.
13, Santos' career long is 55 yards. Pressure coming. Nope. Fields over the middle.
Yes, that's right.
Intercepted. Picked off by Jack.
200 is our phone.
Chevy drives Chicago.
The old mantra was snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
The Bears were winning 28-7. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to go towards the end of the third quarter, and that's what the score was. And we wind up losing 31-28. Now, what are the word or words that you could say? Most of them I couldn't put over these airwaves.
Please don't.
Okay? I couldn't begin to start. But I'll tell you what, this is the first time I've ever seen this kid play like he acts, and I'm talking about our quarterback, play like he acts like he knows what he's doing. But again, what killed him in the end? When he had to perform, and that's when all difference maker quarterbacks do, all top flight quarterbacks do. That's when they take it and raise the level up about a notch or so, okay? At that particular time, you put the dagger in the team and you finish him out. He had two passes. Okay, one was an out pattern. He threw it. If the guy was 10 feet tall, he couldn't have caught it, our receiver. Threw it out of the bounds on the sidelines. Then over the middle, I believe it was Komet, he had his guy beat. And where does he throw the ball? About a yard and a half, 2 yards behind him. Into who? The guy that our offensive end was beating. He hits him right in the chest with the ball for another interception.
What's an offensive end?
This has to stop.
Did he say an offensive end?
Somebody in that organization has to stop the bleeding, okay? Now,
I guess offensive end would be, in the old days, tight end.
You stop it. You got to make changes. And if people think, oh, how could you bench this kid? Guess what? Bench him. Make some changes.
After the best game of his entire life.
Disaster.
And he looked like he knew it. Let's see next game if he does this at all. Okay.
But they would have gone for a field goal and made it, and they win the game. Does he still have these comments?
In different things, but I don't care.
If he came back.
Or he's saying because he threw the pick at the end of the game.
Pretty much. To win it when it matters, that's when you have to step up. And if you don't do that, which I get it, but all right. This is Fields' fault. Here you go.
The two critical mistakes at the end, the strip sack, and then, of course, the last, you know, gasp interception. All that being taken away, there was a lot of good and a lot of what we were talking about, the bootleg and different things. But the
Hampton
the
is
naked
more
boot where he turns his back on the backside pressure.
He's like, give him
was
credit for what
was
he did.
The beginning of the downfall. All that being said, there were so many good spots, and it's such a damn shame that we gotta, you know, throw it all into the trash can because we make all these critical mistakes down the end of the game and in the fourth quarter. All I know is somehow, some way, we needed our coaches to be smarter and better down the stretch, and we weren't.
And Fields had to step up to the plate in the fourth quarter. Danny, two guys wide open in critical plays, and one he sailed the ball so far over his head out of bounds, it must have landed in the fifth row of the stands. And the other one, I think it was the Cole Kmet.
He was
open over the middle, and where does he throw the football? He beat the guy in coverage.
He had a
step and a half on him, and he throws it directly to the opponent.
Yep.
Now, that's, folks, in those times, folks, when you talk about a franchise championship quarterback in this league, that's the time they have to step up above. They have to take the team with them. They have to make those throws. Why? Because he's the only one that can do it. He's the only one. And they were right there for him, two people wide open, and he missed them by a mile. When we needed him, he didn't show up.
312.
It just happens to be a fact.
312-981.
There we go. So it was where both people are supposed to read the defense and where you go, oh, it's a zone, sit down and just stay there, or you continue your route. And if the two people don't know what each other is thinking, he was like, he saw that nobody followed and Cole was still going. He was like, he thought, oh, he's going to sit down right there when he sees the open thing. And he goes, I thought, you know, that he would sit down and he's not going to throw him under bus. And he goes, he did his job and he ran his route and I fucking threw to the spot I thought he would sit down in, and he didn't sit down, and the other guy was there. It's like, well, there you fucking go. All right. Okay, we'll go to center issues. This is what this says.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, and we see it almost invariably every Sunday. The really smart guys, and Jay Hilgenberg was one of the greatest at this. If a defensive player flinched or got anywhere close to the neutral zone, would snap the ball catch him off. And Lucas Patrick is so deluded and confused and unprepared that the Denver Bronco players actually jumped almost into the guard and then got back before that's when he, you know, he did his little, you know, little snap. And by then it's too late. They're already back out. They can come in and go. They can, as long as they vacate it, they're not, you know,
that's shit coaching too.
In a position where they're at fault. How do you not do that? He's a center. He's a professional football player. How stupid are you if you don't even know that? And we all know it, watching from the 18th floor of this building. And yet he, week after week after week, these stupid, idiotic plays that these players, they should know better.
Dan,
there you go. All right. This.
Well, Hemp getting animated. Yeah,
Hemp goes, hey, don't forget about me. I'm still
he's tripping over his own words.
I know. There's a phrase in here that I need to put on the board. I told Faust about this. Let me see.
Eberflus. I told you guys many times. I've talked to him. I like him. But I don't like this cavalier attitude.
I'm going to cut it off at cavalier. I don't like this cavalier. All right. Let's go to... Oh, this is about Claypool.
The Bears, and see, that is contributing to the culture of losing and non-accountability. hey, this guy, he's going to still get paid, but he was inactive because of his inactions and his loafing he on a week-to-week basis. And he didn't even come to the game today?
He did not come to the game.
He should have came and handed out towels and water and said, you know what, I'm embarrassed, and I've got to find a way to get myself back on. Yes, he didn't come, OB.
Dan, I've never heard of that before. I've never, and I've been around for quite a while, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it was interesting because Matt Eberflus was asked about it. He said that it was Chase's decision not to come. And then about 5 minutes later.
Chase's decision?
About five minutes later.
That's when he would have been cut. Of the team.
Why? He would have been cut.
Is he the general manager? Yeah, is he the head coach?
I know. But then about 5 minutes later, it came out that it was that he was asked not to come by the team. So I don't know which is which. It's all bad. Let's put it that way, because you don't need this. Going through enough. You don't need
14
that.
14 losses in a row, yeah, and this kind of nonsense is going on.
That's got to stop with ownership, management here, and everybody. We're hiring this guy to come in and change this, do this, and nothing's changing. We're falling flat on our face. I tell you, our fans are embarrassed. And you as an ex-player, me as an ex-player, Dan, I sit there and I see the decisions, the offensive plays called in, and how the defense reacts. My God. No wonder we're 0-4. Why? Because I don't think, and this is, I'm quite honestly, I don't think they know what the hell they're doing. And I'll stand by my statement.
Hey, but it'll be sponsored.
Okay. Oh, sponsored by?
By your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Where's Bertolini's?
Bertolini's. It was.
That's what I was trying to think of last week. It popped in my head finally.
I was like, oh, did you go back to listen to shit?
No.
All right. Two more I have for you. 49. What is this? 49:30. There we go. Okay.
His finest hour. It was his best performance as a Chicago Bear. Coming off of a week where everybody wanted to, you know, run him out of town because he questioned the coach and he said a thing or two they didn't like. All that being said, you guys know it. You're not a fan. I have been a supporter, and I'm thinking we're getting some glimpses. He's just – they got to say we can't put him in the position where he can make the catastrophe play look routine, which he has over the last year and a half.
You know, that the strip fumble play, and I know that Matt Ryan, who did a
talked
really
about,
nice job.
Don't
yeah.
let him turn his back to the line
that's
of scrimmage.
That's what I was going
to
ask you. I mean, that's the kind of situation that he knows.
Call that play.
Yeah.
Danny.
Throw that play out.
Do what you just said, okay? What I want to see him do, let's see you do it against Kansas City. Let's see you do it against Green Bay.
How about Washington?
Let's see you do it against Detroit. Okay? Let's see you do it against those teams. Not against a team that could only score 20 points the prior week and gave up 70. And by the way, we're the home team and we lose. I disagree with you 100%.
A silver lining. I'm looking for it.
312.
Well, keep looking, buddy.
16 of 16 breaks the record.
7200 is the phone number.
Oh, fuck.
The phone number.
All right, last one. Let's see. Let's see. 58:25.
He was impressed with the combination of the game plan and Justin Fields for the first 40 minutes of the game. No one could complain or pick at it. Unfortunately, we failed to make adjustments.
Man.
We failed to make adjustments, and they shut us down, and they went on a run, scored 24 unanswered. We lose. But there's a silver lining. Hopefully, we will see it Thursday night.
When we needed him to connect on two passes, he failed at the end, towards the end of the game, he failed miserably. I mean, he didn't even come within the same area code of those receivers. And one of them was an interception, and one of them landed in the stands. You can't have that. You've got to play 60 minutes of football. Period.
31-28 was the final score. The Broncos over the Bears. And by the way, you know, we're talking about the first few minutes. Justin Fields actually tied a team record here. He completed his first 16 passes. That ties Shane Matthews way back in 2000 for the team record there. Again, you know, it's in a loss. No big deal, but just pointing it out. So I took the words out of your mouth, didn't I?
I'll give you the same answer. We lost.
But what did I talk about in the pre?
There you go. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you did. Fucking lost, so fuck you, loser. All right, let's go over to the other side. And Faust, that gave me time to write down what our fucking totals were. What
get your the, abacus out.
Yeah, oh, nice. I broke out the fucking, I pulled off my socks. You didn't notice underneath. and you know what? Because the funny thing is I could do the coin later because the coin don't know who won or lost. So I could still flip the coin later.
Right.
But I have a brilliant idea, Faust, for next year. Brilliant. I heard the greatest idea that I've ever heard, Faust.
Oh, yeah? Who came up with it?
I did. We're heading over patreon.com/LingusMoff. You want to hear all shows, complete shows in their entirety and bonus shows. God knows we already did a wrestling show yesterday for WrestleLingus Dream. So that's over there. Fuck it. We'll see you guys over there.
Extend your fucking condolences.
What? You haven't signed up to patreon.com/LingusMafia yet? Not only will you get the second half of this show on time on Tuesdays, you could also go back in our history for over 500 plus shows. Who could forget show number 29, My Hatred for Aaron Rodgers.
Watching this fucking team of mine, this fucking Aaron Rodgers, if the fucking plane went down, I would fucking dance. I don't care. I'm a piece of shit. I don't fucking care. Ah, it's just a game. I hate their fucking guts. It's constantly fucking losing to them.
Spit Roasting, a show with Rob Jeremy and Fausty Walnuts where they go over many topics, including farting in front of your wife.
I remember I was on one of the aisles, right? And I farted. I smelt it and I moved on to the next aisle. And then she walked down that same aisle. And I remember she kind of gave me a look like, oh, what the fuck? Like out loud, she goes, oh my God, it fucking stinks.
I'm laying in bed on my side and I farted with a lot of reverb. Yeah. You know? The vibration of the air coming out of my ass started trickling down my leg to my foot. My,
what? Like, all the way to your foot?
My foot was vibrating. Like I could feel the vibrations in my the last three seconds of that part, like I can feel my foot vibrating.
So get on over to patreon.com/LingusMafia and see what you've been missing.
You switch it to three, much better graphic, all that kind of shit. Because I've been playing NCAA fucking football on PlayStation 3 and I'm like obsessed now, and that's the only game I fucking play. It's so fucking good. I got Hitman, Faust.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played any of these games or anything like that. I'm like, well, it'll be fun to go kill people.
They're supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. I want to see this bald bastard go choke somebody out, right? Why not?
Mm-hmm. I like the first one was fun.
Did you play the first
one? Yeah, I have part three. I got it for PS5, but I still haven't played it yet. I think it's a PS4 game that they just upgraded.
Now this game, we're going to see, Faust, because I would like to get like, I go, you know what I should get is fucking Sopranos, right? That's got to get that, right? That'll be fun. I want to see how horrible, whatever. I got something close.
Oh, The Godfather 2.
Godfather 2. And on the back, you see one guy getting choked out. You see him getting choked with a fucking string in the fucking corner right there. Ooh. Yeah, I
think
was like,
it's supposed to be, ooh, this is supposed to be like a GTA style.
I was just
going to
say, it's very, because you see like there's a little map, right? And like with points on it. And I almost bought GTA 4 whatever on there for something. And I was like, I know myself. I just, you know, whatever. So I go, I didn't know that. At least I don't know anything about this Godfather. This is already new to me and play that. So that'll be, I'll have a report next.
If I remember correctly playing it, the driving mechanics aren't very good, but you don't buy it to fucking to drive around. But
you can. On Godfather? Or?
Yeah, on Godfather 2.
Oh, you're
driving.
Oh, so you played this one too?
I believe so, yeah. Because I was like, ooh, Godfather. And then I was playing it for a little bit. I'm like,
and it's weird that it's Godfather
2. I don't know where I got it from.
What the fuck? I guess they had Godfather, then just made another one, and they're going to start just 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, all that shit. Because I was like, oh, does this have to do with the movie part 2? What the fuck? You know, Jesus. Is this an old town Sicily?
What's going
on? Like
that? You're Lake Tahoe? What's going on?
Bobby De Niro?
All right, kids, we're out of here. Always a longer show when it is time for football season, but we have fun games over on the other side in Patreon, patreon.com/LingusMafia.
You got to be on the Godfather team.
There you go.
These fun and games. So yeah. Upgrade.
Upgrade, upgrade often. And tell a friend, won't you? That's it, kids. We will fucking see you over there. Remember, I could do anything I want because my dad is dead. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're either Lingus or against us.
Together, we're assholes.
Best podcast in the world.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
Yours truly.
I'm done. Show's over. Good day.
Fade to black.